What did we learn from your San Antonio Spurs this week?
You are Locked On Spurs, your daily San Antonio Spurs podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to Locked On Spurs right here on the Locked On NBA Network. I'm your host, Jeff Garcia, Spurs writer for Ken's 5 San Antonio. Glad to have you back. TGIF, everybody. Hope everybody's having a great end of the work week. Getting ready for a Spurs game tonight. Spurs-Grizzlies. The six-game homestand continues for your silver and black. We're going to be looking at that game. Should go pretty quick. I think we probably know how the outcome is going to be for your Spurs. Also, what did we learn about the Spurs this past week? What are a couple things that stood out? Positive, negative? Same old, same old. Could that be the situation? What we learned in the Spurs week that was. And finally, why fans should maybe not get too attached with the newest member of the Spurs, big man Mamu. And this episode is brought to you by FanDuel. You got to check out FanDuel. It is the official sports book of Locked On. Make every moment more. Visit FanDuel.com/LockedOn today to get started. That's going to bring him back. Tom, just letting you know real fast, you are completing the trilogy of Ken's 5 right now. So yesterday we had Casey Vieira. Day before that, we had Vinny Vincetta. And now we're finishing off with you. Yes, he is Tom Petrini, my colleague at Ken's 5. Welcome back.
Good to be back, Jeff. How you doing?
No pressure, though. I mean, you are wrapping up the trilogy here.
I mean, I know you're a fan of trilogies, at least the first two. So, let's get after it.
Yeah, let's get after it. Yeah. So, Tom, Spurs Grizzlies tonight. How much can you put in a preview of a game where we kind of know what the outcome is going to be for the silver and black?
Yeah. I mean, it's been that way for a lot of the season, but honestly, and this will probably segue into the next section pretty well, but these Spurs, especially the ones on the floor, they're playing hard, so you never know. And they're dodging a bit of a bullet here with Ja Morant out. But it's Grizzlies are a good team.
Yeah, they are. They are a good team.
It's gonna hopefully be a fun game like we saw against the Mavs. Mavs game, honestly, a perfect Spurs game for this year. Fight really hard.
Right.
Awesome, perfectly drawn up, perfectly executed alley-oop to tie it, send it to overtime, and don't hurt the draft lottery chances.
Right.
So,
exactly.
If we could just run that back, that would be great.
Yeah.
This team is they're not rolling over, even though they have every incentive to, from an organizational perspective.
Yeah, the Grizzlies come in 41-27, third in the West. As Tom mentioned, no Ja Morant, still a deadly team. Desmond Bain, Jackson Jr., and the list goes on and on. Tough out for the Spurs, despite not having Ja on board. You mentioned it a little while ago. The Spurs in the last few games seem to be bringing back that competitive vibe that we saw to start the season. Kind of wavered throughout the season in and out. You and I have been there, the AT&T, where they're just getting clubbed over the head and it makes for a boring game. But hey, you know what? I'll take it. You're right. That is the formula for the Spurs. Just stay competitive, do a little incremental growth. We're seeing that with Malachi. We've been seeing that lately with Blake Wesley. Little by
How about
little,
that lob from Malachi on that alley-oop to Kelden?
He should try out for the Browns backup quarterback.
That was crazy, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's one part of his game that, is an area for growth. Is he's already a pretty capable three-level scorer.
Yeah.
Feisty defender. If he can get his teammates more involved and make some more passes like that, I'm all for it.
And very short answered in post-game interviews. You ever notice that about him?
He's
very quick and to the point.
Maybe a little brief.
Very
but you know
quick
what?
To the point.
I mean, Jeremy is kind of the same way too. You know, he,
yeah,
for as colorful a guy as he is, his interview answers are often pretty to the point. So I respect that. And I'm sure Pop does too.
So there it is, Spurs fans. Expect the same old, likely for the Spurs, you know, on tonight's game. Look, I think it's kind of clear the odds are favoring Memphis despite not having Ja. So no shocker here if the Spurs do lose tonight at the AT&T. But hey, for you, those that are keeping Tank Watch and Draft Watch going, y'all should be happy with that outcome. When we get back, we're going to shift gears and talk about the week that was, not including today's game, obviously, but what happened this past week that perhaps Tom Petrini liked or didn't like. What did he learn about the Spurs, and what did I learn about your silver black right here on Locked On Spurs? But now I want to talk to you about Nissan Ariya. Nissan's most electric player of the week right here on Locked On Spurs is brought to you by the all-new, all-electric 2023 Nissan Ariya. And today's Nissan most electric player of the week goes to Malachi Branham. That lob pass, as Tom mentioned a little while ago, really becoming a threat offensively, each section of that court, and much, much more. He is definitely the Nissan most electric player of the week right here on Locked On Spurs. It's electric, brilliantly fierce, fiercely elegant, suddenly powerful, elegantly powerful. It delivers on duality, a combination of fierceness and elegance, beautiful but strong, the perfect SUV crossover. That is the Nissan Ariya. The 2023 Nissan Ariya packs pin-to-your-seat power and premium intelligence all in one EV. The all-new all-electric 2023 Nissan Ariya, the EV for people who love to drive. Shop now at NissanUSA.com. We're back right here on Locked On Spurs with my colleague at Ken's 5. He is Tom Petrini. Follow him on Twitter at RealTomPetrini. And we're talking about your silver and black. So I'm going to do a little test run here, you Tom. I'm hoping to start seeing how this plays out with fans. So the week that was, we never really did this here at Locked On Spurs. Look back at the week that was, but we're going to try it out today. And the idea is, Tom and listeners, is to look back at the last few games this week and say things that we learned, positive, negatively, or is it just the same old from this team, particularly this year in a rebuild? So, Tom, I'll let you kick things off right here. What are a couple of things you learned about the Silver and Black this past week?
So, they've had some really competitive games, clobbered the Magic, and took Dallas to overtime. And it's sort of an extension of the past 2 weeks here where they've won four games. They've won four of their last eight. They did manage to lose to the Rockets twice. That's huge for draft lottery odds.
Yes, it is.
And so I guess the two things that I've learned here are, at least when it comes to the injury reports, the Spurs understand the assignment. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. The lineups have been pretty inconsistent, and you never really know who's going to be healthy and who's going to be out, but you have a good feeling that somebody's going to be out. And, you know, in the game against Dallas, it was like four somebodies. There were a bunch of starters out of that game. And the flip side of that is we've learned, and we kind of knew this all year, but we're actually seeing it result in wins, is the players on the court don't give a damn about the assignment.
Right.
And you said things we like and things we don't like. I like it, and also I don't like it, right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, you love to see these guys come out and compete and, you know, I mean, the wins for a team this young that's struggled all year, it has to do something for their confidence and help them with their development, right?
Right.
At this, you know, it's always more fun when the team that you root for is a little bit dangerous, you know? The unfortunate thing is the timing. You know, at this point in the season, it's really just like the Spurs were eliminated from the playoffs either earlier this week or last week. Mm-hmm. And so the danger is to themselves and others, right? It's like, you know, they're obviously not going to do anything in the playoffs. They can play spoiler for other teams, which is fun, but they can also play spoiler for themselves a little bit, which, you know, a week ago, I was thinking, okay, there's no way they fall out of the top three lottery odds,
right?
And pass the Hornets. Now I'm feeling a little less secure in that assessment, right? And obviously, different league, different draft rules, but we kind of saw something happen with the Houston Texans this year, right? Where they were putrid for the first 15 weeks of the season.
Yeah.
And then they win two of the last three games, which did absolutely nothing for them except cost them the first pick. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there's a draft lottery. Obviously, here, you know, even if the Spurs do wind up with the fourth worst record, they'll have a very good chance at getting a top two, top three pick. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so there's a little bit of worry, but I'm trying to spin it in a positive light. And Pop has always been about honoring the basketball gods, right? Mm-hmm. You play the right way. You do the things that you're supposed to do on the court. And that game, the next week, next month, the next year, you'll be rewarded for it. And so, as far as the draft lottery goes, I hope that the basketball gods are pleased with how the Spurs have been playing this year, yeah, given the circumstances. Yeah. And I think they are. I think mm-hmm. they should be.
Yeah.
And hopefully they decide to reward that with mm-hmm. Victor Wembanyama or Scoot Henderson.
If Pop does stick around next season, they're definitely going to award him for his patience. I've never seen a much calmer, cooler Popovich in my time going to those pre and post game conferences.
Did you see when they gave up a three to Davis Bertans though last night?
What happened?
It was late in the game. They kind of blitzed the ball handler. There was a screen and a switch, and mm-hmm. Blake Wesley should have probably gone over to Davis Bertans, but Gorgui Dieng was guarding the ball handler. He didn't want to hang him out to dry. And so they kind of doubled and gave Bertans a window, and he'd been getting hot at that point, mm-hmm. right? And as soon as the pass goes over, Pop is standing right behind him, and he just turns away from the play and, like, the surrender cobra, both hands on his head, like, oh, my God, what just happened? Quick timeout, starts yelling. So there's still definitely a little bit of that. And, I mean, you know, for people saying Pop's intentionally throwing these games, no, he's not. I mean, you look at that last play in regulation against the Mavs, it's one of the most beautifully drawn up plays you will see on a basketball court. There's misdirection. There's a lot going on.
Oh, yes, the surrender cobra. Yes, I am fully aware of that. Now, let me just take a break. Let's take a break. When we get back, we'll wrap up this segment. I'll give you a couple of things that I've learned about the Silver and Black this past week right here on Locked On Spurs with Tom Petrini. Follow him on Twitter at RealTomPetrini. But now I want to talk to you about BetterHelp. This show episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Look, we've all been there. Sometimes, you know, life does throw curveballs your way. That's where BetterHelp comes in. And if you want to learn something new about yourself, if you want to experience something different that could help you, this is where BetterHelp comes in. Getting to know yourself can be a long process, a lifelong process, especially because we're always growing and changing. Therapy is all about deepening your self-awareness and understanding, because sometimes we don't know what we want or why we react the way we do until we talk things through. BetterHelp connects you with licensed therapists who can take you on that journey of self-discovery from wherever you are. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire. You'll get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Discover your potential with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/LockedOnNBA today. Get yourself 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com. BetterHelp, HELP.com/LockedOnNBA. We're back right here on Locked On Spurs with Tom Petrini. Follow him on Twitter at RealTomPetrini. He is my colleague over at Ken's 5. And yeah, we're talking about silver and black. And we were talking about a little while ago, Tom, you know, with a couple of things that you liked about the Spurs this past week. I'm going to give you mine. One, let me get your thoughts on this, and then I'll go to two. Is when they were at full power versus Denver, my thought was, what could have been? Mm-hmm. Now, this past week in Locked On Spurs, we entered the multiverse. So if you have any PIM particles, get them ready. Yeah, I'll take you into there right now. But what could have been? What if this team has stayed intact? What if they didn't trade Poeltl? They kept him on because they want to restructure his contract or give him a brand new bag at the end of the season. Josh Richardson's still here. Josh Primo never got in trouble. You know, this is a, you know, all the injuries didn't happen. Vassell didn't go out with surgery. There was something about this team that I felt that maybe, just maybe, could have been one of those surprise teams of the NBA season.
Yeah, no, I agree with you there. I think because this team plays the right way a lot of the time, and they've got a lot of talent, right? And it's not quite David Robinson going down in the year before they drafted Tim Duncan, but it's similar vibes because there have been a lot more players going down for a lot more reasons. And there's just been no consistency in terms of having guys healthy, right? So it is a really interesting, and I did quite enjoy that episode because, you know, thinking about what could have been may not be the most productive thing, but thinking about what it could be next year,
right?
You know, with a top talent in the draft, with guys getting back healthy, there's a lot of reason to be excited about this Spurs mm-hmm. team.
There really is. And that's one thing I learned about this team, especially in that Denver game. Like, wow, you know, like this is amazing. This team probably could have been one of those end of the season surprising team that nobody had in their radar. Like, no, Spurs, no way, beginning of the season, about right now, like, oh, whoa, okay. Here's a fun one before we exit out of the multiverse here. Can I get your thoughts on this? How do you think Josh Primo would be right now if he didn't get in trouble, like developmental wise, on that court?
I think the plan was for him to be the starting point guard sooner than later. And you know, it's obviously really disappointing and upsetting how his time here ended. Mm-hmm. You know, and that stuff's bigger than basketball, but mm-hmm. just from a basketball perspective, like being there on media day before the season started.
I remember that.
You could tell that they were really high on this guy and what they hoped he would bring to the court. Mm-hmm. And
yeah,
you know, he was starting to show that playmaking. I think he would have been one of the more important players on this mm-hmm. team at this point in the season.
Right.
And, you know, obviously still very young, not sure exactly how it would have gone.
Sure.
But another one of those players to be learning and growing and, you know, being a part of this team. So,
yeah, just again, you know, just what could have been, because, you know, when Tom's not kidding, and media day and everything else, before what happened, the Spurs were putting him front and center from the self patch. His face was everywhere in Austin because of, you know, self being based in Austin. I mean, and I think he was even on the buses, the Via buses in San Antonio. His face was plastered there. So yeah, what, you know, off the court, it was definitely, you know, he was the man for this team. They're going to try to put front and center, but who knows? Yeah. So, Tom, if you have any spare PIM particles, I can use it, man, because my stock is depleted right now.
You're running low.
On PIM particles.
Did you see that the new Ant-Man? I haven't seen it yet.
I did. but I'm hypercritical when it comes to these type of movies, so I'm not going to try to kill it for you.
Okay. Just want you to go I'll let that sleeping dog lie.
Yeah, yeah, let that sleep. Okay, well, the second thing I learned about The Silver and Black this season is, wow, I did not know Jeremy Sohan had this in him based on the college videos, the Baylor scouting reports. To see him flourish to where he is now, to the point where I look at that IR list, Tom, where I'm like, Sohan's out. Okay, now they really don't have a chance. I mean, to really think of that about a rookie, teenager, no less, a teenager who colors his hair and likes to get into little scraps during the games. Yeah, he is becoming so vital for this team. Dare I say, expensive trade price ticket? I want to go untouchable quite yet, but I think a very hefty sticker price, Tom. Your thoughts?
I mean, I think the only way that Jeremy Sohan gets moved in the near future, because Pop loves him.
Oh,
his teammates love him. He, like you said, I mean, at Baylor, you really didn't see what he's doing now. You saw flashes of it. You saw flashes of what it could be, and that excited you. But really, the thing that was his main NBA skill coming out was his defense. Mm-hmm. And for him to be putting up, 29-point double-doubles, 30-some points in his first season, really working on that three ball, the one-handed free throws kind of reshaping his shooting mechanics. Everything he does on the floor is super exciting. So the only way, and he's a great culture fit.
For sure.
So the only way I can see him being moved is if the Spurs manage to get Victor Wembanyama. Victor Wembanyama doesn't want to play center. The Spurs don't want him to play center. And the Spurs shift into a win now mode and put together a trade package for, a disgruntled star somewhere else.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah.
And use some of those draft picks and, use a proven entity at this point in Sohan. But even if that happens, I just move Sohan to point guard,
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he is switchable. I mean,
Wemby wants to play the four. Fine. Great.
Yeah.
Jeremy, you're the point guard now. And now you got a 6'9" point guard who can defend everybody.
Right. Right. Oh, no, not that, not that, who can also score and get you off the dribble and post up. Yeah. I mean, it is positionless basketball and definitely can do that. But yeah, those are a couple of things that I learned about the San Antonio Spurs this past week. If you want to chat with Tom about his picks, make sure to get a hold of him on Twitter at RealTomPetrini. But Tom, I'm monitoring the clock because our colleague Casey and I, we ran out of time for yesterday's show, and so you barely hear at the end me going, you're listening to Locked On, and it cut off. Why? Because we got off on a tangent about the San Antonio Brahmas, and I don't want that to happen to you, Tom. I want everybody to hear exactly what everybody has to say. All right, you made it this far. It's time to give out this week's fan giveaway right here on Locked On Spurs. And today's fan giveaway is brought to you by San Antonio's very own restaurant, Demos Greek Food. Yeah. Demos Greek Food has graciously donated a $30 gift certificate to their delicious food, as well as a t-shirt, a Demos, authentic, original Demos t-shirt for you to wear as if you are the lucky winner. First of all, you got to be in San Antonio. There's three locations. One's on North St. Mary's. That's my favorite. So, unfortunately, if you're out of San Antonio, you can't play this game. But if you're in San Antonio, this is definitely the contest for you. So we want to thank Demos Greek Food for donating this. Very nice for them to do. So how are you going to win it? Very simple. You got to follow me on Twitter at Jeff G Spurs Zone. You want to tweet at me along with three other of your friends to follow me with you tweeting out that I provide the best Spurs coverage in San Antonio, hashtag Por Vida, and then tag Demos Greek Food as well at Demos Greek Food. to let them know that you are on your way to claim that prize and eat that good food. Good luck to you, and let's get back to the show.
I do have one completely non-Spurs related thing that I just have to get out there.
Let us hear it.
Bobby Caldwell.
Yes.
What You Won't Do for Love, one of the greatest songs ever. I'll be honest, that's the only song of his that I knew before yesterday. But then I listened to a song of his called Game Over, maybe even smoother.
Wow.
So much soul. Just an incredible voice, cultural icon. Rest in peace, Bobby Caldwell. Go listen to that song right now. Yeah. It'll change your life.
And if you're at work right now, it'll fit in quite well. Cool you down, relax you, chill you out, everything you need to get through your work day. But Tom, I want to talk about Mamu. I'm not going to even dare pronounce his last name.
Sandro Mamukelishvili.
Okay, there it is right there. Sandro.
Not that hard to spell. You just got to sound it out, you know?
Yeah. Well, Sandro, he is the newest member of the Spurs, already a fan favorite. But Tom, we've been through this role before with other bigs. That fans fall in love with, from currently Sandro to Boban to Jock Landale and to some extent Aaron Baines. We've seen this before. They come and go. Tom, perhaps fans should not invest in a Sandro Spurs jersey, because I'm not going to be surprised if he's gone next season. Because if they do get lucky and Wimby lands in San Antonio, then you still got Zach Collins. Bassey, by the way, you know, get better, Bassey. We'll be back next season. And there might be a logjam there. Who knows? Who knows? But you want to say right now that perhaps there's a chance that Mamu Mania in San Antonio won't be short-lived.
So, a couple reasons to get a Spurs Mamu jersey. One, I love any jersey that has like 20 letters on the back and it's all curved.
Yeah.
Love that.
It says continued on my next jersey.
This will reportedly be the last year they do Fiesta jerseys, and a Sandro Mamukelishvili Fiesta jersey at, like, you know, a music festival or something would go extremely hard. Would let everybody else who's diehard Spurs fan know exactly what you're about. Mm-hmm. Whether Mamu stays or goes, I think it's fine to get invested in him as a person and a player, because he's got a great story. He's a great kid. He's only 23. And second round draft pick, wears number 54 to remind himself of where he was picked, keep himself humble. And he spent the first few years of his career in Milwaukee, learning from the best, waiting on the bench for his opportunity. And now here in San Antonio, his opportunity's here. And the people who are most excited about it outside of Spurs fans are Bucks fans. You know, they love this kid. They're excited for him. They're happy he's getting his shot. And if Mamu winds up somewhere else next year, I think Spurs fans will feel the same way about him. It's like an ex that, you know, it didn't work out, but you're still good friends. You're still rooting for each other. You know, there's no bitterness. It's just, you know, yeah.
Does that apply to Kawhi?
We had some good times together, didn't we?
Does that apply to Kawhi?
No, not quite. But it's basically the exact opposite of that type of situation. You know, there would be
no ugly divorce at all.
And honestly, as a player, I'm a bit higher on Mamu than I am on Bassey, who I enjoy Bassey's game, his energy. But Mamu's feel for the game and his versatility are on a different level. And so, you know, he can bring the ball up the floor. He can shoot the three. He can make really excellent passes. There was a sequence in the game against the Magic where he threw a couple of lobs to Jeremy for dunks. And one of them, I mean, he had Paolo Banchero in his face, and it was just a flick of the wrist. It was so quick. I didn't know how his hands were moving that fast. And it was a perfectly on-time lob to Jeremy. And in that Denver game, he plays the entire fourth quarter, 11 points, going toe-to-toe with Nikola Jokic after the Collins fight, right? And, like that was like a – it was certainly a welcome to San Antonio moment for him. And it gets you thinking, like, okay, I see the vision here. I see flashes of what he could be. Really special passer for that size. Mm-hmm. You know, he's got guard skills at 6'10". And it's sort of an interesting dynamic since the Poeltl trade. The Spurs have big men who can play the five and can shoot now. Like pretty much exclusively now with the Bassey injury. And that adds a different dimension to the offense. I'm hoping to sit down and speak to Mamu. I was watching him play and I was like, I know he's from Georgia, the country, but deep in my bones, I feel this guy's Italian, you know, like he's giving me Italian.
You want him to be part of your clan?
I was like, I don't care. That's an honorary Paisano. That's my guy. And then I Googled it and he actually is fluent in Italian because he went to high school.
There you go.
I don't speak Italian, but I got Google Translate. I'm going to try to sit down with him and ask him a few questions in Italian.
There you go.
But really humble guy, works hard, seems to understand, you know, the growth mindset, the do whatever the team needs. I like him. I understand, you know, if you're not going to spend $100+ on a jersey on him quite yet, but whether he stays or goes, I'm a big fan of Big Mamu, man.
Yeah, he's fun to watch. As you mentioned, the skills that he has at his position. And two, I think what's going to keep him around perhaps longer than some of the other names, you know, like Boban and Landale and whatnot, is the fact that if they do land Wembanyama, I think that those are five fouls right there. They can put next to him that he hits those threes. Young fits the timeline of the rebuild and, you know, perhaps offers a little bit more than what Bassey does. I think Collins sticks around next season. I think they like what they see out of him, especially now. By the way, you know, let's talk about bigs right now. Collins is playing out of his mind since the Poeltl.
He's on a tear.
Jesus, is he?
You can kind of see it coming, right? Because that's another guy who, for different reasons, wasn't seeing a lot of playing time early in his career, you know, just couldn't stay healthy. And now he's healthy. And he had 20 points in the first half the other night. You know, he can get hot from deep. He can post up, take advantage of mismatches, needs to stay out of foul trouble, but he's a really solid player. I've really enjoyed the Zach Collins experience this year.
For sure. Same thing here. Yeah, he's been a revelation. Again, mentioned since the Poeltl trade. And just, you know, if you look at Zach Collins' numbers right now compared to Poeltl's numbers right now since the trade, Collins has a slight edge in some categories. Now, granted, different systems, and I get all that.
Right. And Poeltl's whole thing is doing things that don't show up in the stat sheet.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Poeltl also putting up crazy numbers since the trade, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah. He's been putting up.
And I miss him dearly. He was always a pleasure to talk to and to watch here.
Yeah.
I'm
not going to invest in a Mamu jersey quite yet, to be honest. I don't think I'm there yet. Because I've seen this before, Tom. You've seen this before.
I get it. I still miss Boban, bro. The Rockets don't deserve him.
Boban's played for every single Texas team now.
Yeah, one of the few.
Yeah. By the way, there was that jersey thing you heard about. That actually came from me. I kept on noticing it in the Spurs press releases. They tucked it away. If you go back and look at all the releases regarding jerseys, they keep repeating the same phrase. So I asked them, I go, what do you really mean by this? Like, I don't understand. And that's when I was told that no, this is it. Now,
well, that's why you're the best reporter in this business, Jeff.
Well, hang on, Tom. But I think they may be pulling a fast one. In my opinion, this is not confirmed via my source at the team or nothing like that. They just said this is the last run of the Fiesta theme jerseys in the City Edition. Did they say anything about They didn't say anything about icon. They didn't say anything about the association jersey. They just said, okay, this is it for the city edition. So if you want to speculate and let your mind drift a while, Spurs fans, could the Fiesta theme become the primary, the icon or the association? The more, you know, the jersey they regularly wear, the black and the whites.
Bring back the Fiesta logo, slap that on the, you know, city edition or whatever, the icon edition statement, whatever. As long as there's some teal, orange, and pink, I'll be happy about it.
Yeah. So again, they said this is the end of the run for the city edition Fiesta theme. They didn't count it out, at least confirm it. If this is it, I got to get on that. I got to tell the person, all right, spill it. You're playing these word games here. City edition Fiesta jerseys are done, but is there be a shift? Will we see a shift? Interesting to see. I wonder if the Spurs will ever change their colors. Like, maybe not dramatically, like, okay, now we're, instead of silver and black, we are now white and orange. Nothing like that. But you've seen it before with the Jazz. The Jazz has gone away from their purple whites back in the day to what is it, like yellow and black? So
I think silver and black is so synonymous with the Spurs, and so are the Fiesta colors that, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And for the love of God, don't bring the camo back.
Can you imagine?
There would be riots in the streets. Whatever the opposite of honking down commerce is.
It would be that. So we know the camo jerseys are a no-go, but what about bringing back the old Chaps jerseys?
Would love that. Oh, those
you like them? I did not like them.
The white and the red? Oh, that's clean. I didn't like it. For special occasions? Absolutely. Yes. Give me that. I'm about it. And, you know, we're celebrating 50 years in San Antonio here this year. Next year, if they brought back a Chaps jersey, I would be all about it.
It was something about it. It wasn't, I get it. It was the jersey, you know, before they came to San Antonio. I get all that. But you know what it was? It's just the fact that it's more connected in my head to Dallas. I mean, that's not San Antonio. Right. That's Dallas. Sure. You're the Dallas Chaps then. You're now the San Antonio Spurs.
Sure. So, but the, you know, the Lakers, when they bring back
the Minneapolis. Yeah.
The baby blue and the yellow.
Yeah.
That's Minnesota. But guess what? It's fire. And there's no lakes in Southern California.
That is true. Yeah. Just like Utah Jazz. The Jazz, Utah's not known for Jazz.
There's less Jazz
in Utah.
California.
Yeah. Now, if anything, if the Spurs are going to bring back a jersey next year, I hope it's the white ABA jersey. That'll be fun to see. But hey, we're running out of time. We got to let everybody go here. Tom, what's going on the Ken's Five side?
Ken's Five side, we got our guy Nate Ryan is a college hoops junkie. So his coverage of the NCAA tournament is going to be really fun to watch. It's going to make you smarter. But the thing with guys who really know college ball, their brackets always stink. So I don't know. I filled mine out in 5 minutes. I think I'm going to beat him in our pool. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I've hopefully got that interview with Sandro coming up, and that's going to be a ton of fun. And I've got something pretty big cooking I'm gonna have to tell you about offline.
Text it to me.
It's gonna be fun, but really on kens5.com Spurs coverage, you're the man, dude. You're our guy.
I just hold it down. I hold the fort down. That's why
you hold it down so hard that I wonder how you have time to sleep.
Vampire. I you know, not the movie Morbius, but I talked to Morbius.
It's
Morbius.
How do you
do it, baby? Yeah. Make sure to follow Locked On Spurs wherever you get favorite podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, also on the Kens 5 Plus app. Still trips me out when I'm at the Kens5.com/Spurs section and I see the Kens 5 Plus video hovering and I see Locked On Spurs playing. But go check it out. Kens 5 Plus app. And second listen, make it Locked On Game to Game NBA. Every stat, every recap, every single moment in the NBA. Subscribe to Locked On Game to Game NBA wherever you get your podcasts, such as Odyssey and YouTube and iTunes and many, many other platforms. So for Tom Petrini, who is all about Sandro, can't wait for that article. Make sure to follow him on Twitter at @RealTomPetrini. I am Jeff Garcia. We're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.
Thank you.